Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Carmally, and my co-host here, filling in for Dave Popwich, is Andrew Masson. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's making it a month at a time. Every month or so, I show up again, Faisal, so thanks for having me.
No, I'm glad, because I actually have a real good co-host this time. So it's it's going to be a good show, because, Andrew, we've got a great conversation with a well-known person on this radio station who's now going into politics. Angela Cocott will be joining us as she is starting with the Alberta Party. We want to start bringing in more and more of the political piece coming in over the next 12 months or so. We're going to be having election conversation.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for not only people to hear what all the parties have to say, but I think in our show, when you're transitioning to or living in retirement, your view on life is a little bit different.
It is. Your view on the economy, the view on tax, the view on what's important to you.
Health.
These are all factors that people don't tend to realize and really need to go after. And we got to find out from each individual party what they want.
Yeah. So our job over the next 12 months is going to be bringing in people who can give their party view, what they believe, what they think. And we thought, bring Angela Cocott in here, because we've had long-term conversations with her about what we do. Now we get to talk to her about what she's going to be doing. So that's going to be great. We also had an article that came out not too long ago, earlier this week, actually, Andrew, about the risks of financial planning. And I think in the investment world, financial planning is not given the emphasis that it needs to. We hear a lot that people say, yeah, we do financial planning. Yeah, we do that. We do retirement planning. And they have somebody who just crunches some numbers and they put it in front of a client.
And you and I have had this conversation many times.
Too many times.
And really the big concern is not just doing a financial plan. It's not about just making that and saying, okay, this is a document. A, it's static. It's a snapshot in time. It has to be looked at more regularly. And unfortunately, I don't tend to see that. The second thing, a lot of people, they go to their local financial institution or whoever they're dealing with, and they get a calculator or some type of thing saying, oh, yeah, you're good. But what does that really mean?
Correct.
And what were the assumptions around it?
Correct.
And how is that going to change moving forward, et cetera?
Sometimes I feel that the financial plan is just a check mark you have to put on in a box saying you've done it for the client. Like, I feel that our industry sometimes just makes that as a tool to say, yeah, I've done it. Or that's the tool that they use to get business. I will do a plan for you to show you how great your future will be. Now come invest with me. And I think what we need to understand is that it's more than just a check mark in a box. So I'm very excited to have, you know, we're going to have our expert coming in, and she's the director of research for financial security at the Ryerson University. It's going to be great to have her on the show. So we had an interesting week in the markets, very volatile. We had a very interesting protest here in Calgary.
Yeah, yesterday.
Thursday. Yeah, we can look out our window from our office, and we can see them all lined up, and the police all, you know, blocking off the streets and so forth. Very interesting, and that kind of feeling is not only in the markets, but it's also here in town with what's going on in regards to oil and this postal strike and so on and so forth.
It's here in Alberta.
Yeah.
It's not just a Calgary thing. It's an Alberta thing. We're feeling it. It's been a struggle for the last several years. And I guess the best way to call it, it's fear.
Yeah. And I think one of the questions that came to me was, I'm hearing more and more about different ways to receive income. And yes, there's going to be volatility, but, and let me throw this one at you. One listener of our show called me up and said, hey, Faisal, I was listening to some other pieces out there. I was watching and reading some stuff, and I like dividends. I said, okay, well, who doesn't like getting paid from a company? Everybody likes that. But I think if I just bought, you know, 10 or 20 different companies that had good dividends, that I'm going to be okay in my retirement.
Okay.
And that's exactly, so I wish you guys could all see Andrew's look on his face, because that's the same look I had when I heard it. My inside voice said, oh my God, because I think what we're missing out on is volatility is one, but structure is very important. And here's my thought process. And you've heard some of this stuff. You've read some of the information out there about doing just a dividend straight portfolio. The concern that I have is, yes, if you pick good companies and you pick dividend payers and dividend growers that are known for doing what they do, you can continually receive income. That's true.
It is true.
Here's my problem. My problem with this is, what if you need more than the dividend is paying out? Now, we have been lucky enough to retire hundreds of times with our clients.
Yes.
And we know for a fact that the amount that they wanted in the first year is generally not the same amount they're going to have in the next year. It's generally not the same amount they're going to have in the third year. And it fluctuates. And things come up.
That's right.
Like life comes.
Well, and when life comes up, it creates a new problem entirely by itself. Because if you've designed a portfolio to pay you a dividend, and let's say that dividend's 3% or 3.5%, and life came up and I have to withdraw monies out because I have to subtract from that, well, now I'm not getting that 3.5% that I was getting before. Something's changed.
Yeah.
So once again, we've started with a static position, or you know, where it's just, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, but something else happened, which forced something else upon
which me. says to the investor, don't worry about the volatility. The rent check, or in this case, dividends, is on its way. The difference in that mentality is under the assumption that there's no changes in your life, and the assumption is that it will recover in a proper time. And I caution people on that structure. This is why we have the income bucket and the growth bucket, and that whole concept of just living off the cash flow of an investment, in theory sounds good. In reality, when a person needs more money, and let's make easy example, a 4% dividend on $1 million portfolio will give you $40,000 a year. Okay, so that person wants to live on $40,000 a year. What if they need 50 for whatever reason? We just had a client this week that said, "I need money for a car." Mm-hmm. Well, that's not part of their dividends.
And have you discussed or thought about anything else in that process? Because if you take a dividend at $40,000 and you add in your dividend gross up.
Yep.
Tax-wise,
yes.
Now let's say it's $60,000 in income. Oh, I've got CPP and old age security. Oh, and I've got something else coming in too. Now all of a sudden...
You're creeping up.
I've crept up and now I'm getting clawed back. I'm actually getting another tax. It's called a clawback.
Old age security.
From your old age security.
Yeah.
So nobody's considered the potential of loss of free income, which I love. But it is a problem.
Yep. One other thing was... the communication strategy that people are going through with their advisors right now, we're hearing more and more people are talking about, I'm not hearing from my advisor, or I'm not hearing about what's going on. One of the key things that we do is we send out emails to our clients every single month about what's happening in the portfolio. We do quarterly conference calls. We do face-to-face meetings. We do a retirement conference. We educate, inform. We have innovative ways so that they can have the probability of success in their side. And I would suggest to every single listener on this show that if you are concerned, worried, or anything in regards to about what's going on in the markets and your portfolio, you also need to reach out to your advisor. Yes, your advisor needs to have a communication strategy, but you cannot wait until things are too late before you express your concern.
Absolutely. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, watch out. You got to keep your eye on those dividend payers if that's the direction you're going to go down.
Yep.
I'm not suggesting a strategy one way or another, but you know, God forbid, and we've seen this happen time and time again, especially in the oil patch, where a dividend has gone up from 3 to 4 to 7 to 9%. Well, there's a high possibility when you get to the nines and the tens, the market is saying that company's probably not going to be able to pay that much longer. And which point you're going to have a new issue entirely, and you could actually lose money, but more importantly, not get as much of a dividend moving forward.
Absolutely. And so we're going to talk about this structure. We're going to talk about how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. We're almost full on this one session. So please do register. Also, you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. All right, now coming back. After the break, we're going to be talking to Alberta Party's Angela Cocott about issues that are important to you as you transition to or live in retirement. I'm really excited to have her back on our show, this time in a different capacity. More importantly, I'm excited to hear about what this new party's viewpoint is going to be when we find out what their platform is all about. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.